to federal politics now, and the government's environment reforms have passed the lower house, but they now need to be negotiated with the Coalition or the Greens before passing the Senate. The Minister for Environment and Water, Murray Watt, says he wants Parliament to approve the bill before Christmas.
The ball is now in the Coalition and the Greens' court. It is now set up for the Senate to consider and pass these laws in the last sitting week of the year. There is no excuse for the Coalition and the Greens to continue the blocking tactics that they have employed for too many years and to get in the way of these very much needed reforms.
That's the Environment Minister, Murray Watt. Well, joining me now is Sarah Hanson-Young, Greens spokesperson for the Environment and Water and Arts and Communications, and Senator for South Australia. Senator, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Is it realistic to think that this bill will get through the Parliament when Parliament rises in late November?
Well, currently the Senate has decided that this bill should go to a Senate inquiry that wouldn't report back to the Parliament until the end of March. So I know the Minister's very keen to get Parliament to rubber stamp his laws, but the Senate also has to do its job, and our job is to improve and to scrutinise legislation. And I must say, the package that passed the House yesterday that Labor have put to the Parliament, sadly, goes in the wrong direction. It actually takes environmental protections backwards. And we all know that the existing law, it's accepted, doesn't protect the environment enough. But sadly, what's on the table from the government has been watered down so that it's being hailed by big business and the big mining lobbies. You've got, you know, the MCA and the BCA. You've got Chevron and BHP all saying they want this law rushed through. Meanwhile, it's actually meant to be delivering environment protection. So it's got a lot of holes in it, a lot of problems, and I can't see how the Senate can just rubber stamp and rush it through.
The Minister, Murray Watt, says he wants detailed suggestions for amendments rather than broad criticisms. Are the Greens proposing specific changes at this stage?
Look, we're very concerned that the two key issues that we believe must be in our environment protection laws are not in there, and that is the protection of our native forests and the protection for the climate. Neither of those issues are dealt with, and it's 2025. We've got our native forests under huge stress from logging. The current law and the government's proposal allows for the destruction of our native forests to continue to be exempt from environment protections, even when there's native species, wildlife living in those native forests. And of course, there is nothing in this bill that furthers climate action and protects the climate. In fact, a minister can approve a big project like a new mine or a mine extension without even having to consider the damage that the climate is doing, the damage that that project is doing to the climate or indeed the broader environment. So it's just devastating that at a time when we need proper environment protections, nature's crying out for help, we've got an environment minister that's put rules on the table that fast-track coal and gas and allow the logging companies to keep destroying our native forests. It's clearly got some big holes in there, Sally. And if the government, Labor, wants to work with the Greens to get this through, he's got a lot of work to do.
Some senior Liberals are increasingly inclined to support the government's proposal because they don't want to be seen to be knocking back two environmental issues. Do you need to get there first with this legislation to make sure the concerns you have are addressed?
Well, that's really a decision for the government and for the minister, because, of course, there are those within the Liberal National Party who, you know, want environment laws that make life easier for the mining companies to get fast-tracked approvals. They don't want to see an end to the logging of our native forests. In fact, they want to see more of it. The minister has to decide what type of laws does the Labor government want through? Do they want laws that protect the environment, or do they want laws that simply make life easier for the big mining companies and the big logging companies? And I find it astounding that Labor government would even put this package as it is to the Parliament after promising the Australian people they'd do better on climate and do better on nature. And yet this is what companies like Chevron and the fossil fuel companies want. And this current package allows coal and gas to be fast-tracked. And we're saying we need to make sure we have laws where the damage that these big fossil fuel polluting companies are doing to the environment needs to be considered. That's not even in here. In fact, it's the opposite. They get a fast track. So it's really Labor's got to decide, do they want to make life easier for the big miners and the big logging companies and the anti-climate, anti-net zero coalition party, or do we put in place laws that actually protect nature? And to do that, they'll work with the Greens. The Labor government has a decision to make. Do they want laws that protect nature, or do they want to work with the coalition to put in place laws that protect the business model and the profits of the big polluters and the big loggers?
Sarah Hanson-Young, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.